Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning. Welcome to the Studo Financial Studios, where we are having the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk, and I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture right here alongside in the co-pilot seat, Kristen Hildebrand. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
Did you have a large weekend?
I did. I'm always glad for the weekend because it seems like you get caught up on things that need to be caught up on, and you get your battery recharged.
That's exactly
right. It's
always
right. Nice.
A little bit of family time.
What about for you?
Oh, yeah. I always have a good weekend. Okay. All right.
You're probably doing all kinds of stuff around the farm.
Just doing a lot of stuff with the kiddos. Okay. A lot of stuff with the kiddos. It won't be too long that Bethany will be going back to college, and Mary will be going, of course, back to high school. So, it's
hard to believe we're already mid-July right now.
We are late July, really.
Yeah,
So we're kind of thinking about that. As a matter of fact, this week, I'm going to talk about a couple things, for fall. So, anyway.
It's that time.
But let's not get to fall yet. And I just threw my hands through the air like y'all could see that.
Drop the ball.
Yeah, here we go. But you've got something going on today. I mean, we're talking today,
yes.
July the 19th. All right, we got something going on today. And you talked about it earlier, and that's the cut flower program.
Yes, I'm always really excited to be able to talk about cut flowers. And this is a unique opportunity for anybody that might be interested in growing cut flowers on a commercial scale. So it seems like, especially, and I know that there's probably been some bad press about COVID. Everybody's like, ugh. But probably one of the good things is that cut flowers, there's been more of a market here in
right, because it messed up the whole importation from different countries and stuff. Yeah,
exactly. So if you are interested in learning more about commercial production related to growing cut flowers, this would be the opportunity to join us tonight. And so tonight, Chris, just to give you a rundown about this program that we're doing, it's a virtual cut flower farm tour. So we're going to be featuring a couple of different, really two in general, farm tours. One is Bel Air Blooms, and they're kind of more located around, I'm not for sure of the exact destination, but they're right around Boyle County.
Okay, all right.
So within that little area.
The Danville area.
Yes.
Okay.
So kind of, I guess, South Central Kentucky still. But anyway, they're going to be featured as well as one of our very own from South Central Kentucky, Riverbend Blooms. If you never had a chance to visit Michelle Wheeler or check out some of her beautiful flowers, they are absolutely gorgeous, and she's with Riverbend Blooms. And specifically, when we go visit her for the virtual cut flower farm tour, we're going to be featuring her CoolBot cooler system, and that system is also being used for a lot of produce. So if you grow vegetables or maybe some other fruits and things like that, the CoolBot system is really handy. It allows you to do things with the air conditioning unit and allows you to get it down.
Well, it's a computer that lies to an air conditioning unit and makes it a cooler.
Okay.
But it's a smart computer.
It is. And I love how you said it lied to it, because essentially it gets it down so low where it's in that comfortable range.
There you go.
And that cooler system does allow those cuts or even produce for that fact. It keeps it at that optimal temperature.
It provides commercial refrigeration at an economical price.
Yes. So I think that you all will find this very interesting. There's also going to be some information shared this evening about post-harvest. So once you cut and harvest your actual cut flowers, there is some post-harvesting steps that you need to go through in helping to preserve that cut flower and help it last really well whenever it goes into something like a cooler. So it's going to be really interesting. Like I said, this is free. So if
my favorite word.
I know, mine too. Free program, and it's going to be offered via Zoom. So to me, those are...
So we don't have to come to the Warren County Extension office, okay? So it's tonight.
Yes.
So even if we had something that we could just kind of come right in from work and get ready to do this, we don't have to.
No.
We don't have to go out and buy a new outfit.
No. And I like it because you can do this at your comfort of your own home or in your car, wherever you think the best.
Wherever you Zoom.
Yeah, wherever you like to Zoom. So, Chris, the thing that you will need to do, if you're listening and want to join us tonight at 5:30, for those that are on Central Standard Time, or if you're on Eastern Time Zone, that'll be 6:30 for you guys. Go ahead and contact us at your local extension office to get the link to register, because you do need to pre-register to get that meeting link, and we'd be happy to provide that as well. So make sure tonight, if you'd like to join us, we're going to be talking about the virtual cut flower farm tour as well as post-harvest information.
All right, Kristen, we appreciate that. And folks, we invite you back not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobney Dye and Reed and over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.